Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Last time, we heard how living by the wise father's teaching will bring the young son life and peace. Today, we learn how this will include the young son becoming a blessing to others. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 3 to 4, reading from the ESV. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. One of the most richly meaningful phrases in the Hebrew Bible is Hesed v'Emet, God's love and grace, kindness and mercy, perfectly merged with God's trustworthiness, dependability and reliability, revealed and demonstrated in God's covenant relationship with his people. Now, God's wisdom instructs the young son on how to live by faith in God's faithfulness. Why would anyone choose to be separated from God's unwavering love? Because from the Garden of Eden onwards, humans have fallen for the lie that they will lose out by living God-centered lives and that they will gain by living self-centered lives. Even though God's grace and trustworthiness never fail, even though God's grace and trustworthiness are infinitely better than the deceitfulness and treachery of those seeking to mislead the young son. How is the young son to be protected from such evil? The wise father utters a double command, a don't and a do. Don't abandon the wise father's teachings. Do live by them. The young son is to intentionally make these instructions the basis of his every decision and movement. Internalizing his wise father's teachings will direct his way of life and shape his character, transforming how he conducts himself in the home and community. His conduct in both settings will flow from and show who he is. His wise father's teachings will guide the young son, secure his standing in the community, and prove life-enhancing. The young son's commitment to wisdom's instructions will define his identity and protect him. Consequently, the young son will become someone who is commended. People will value their relationship with him. He will be increasingly honored. Not only by people, for human approval is fickle. God's approval will confirm his worth. Teaching the young son to wholeheartedly trust God. That is the essence and purpose of the wise father's instructions. We'll study that next time in Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for your love and faithfulness. Help us to respond with purity in our motives and actions. Keep us from stubbornly insisting on our own way. Empower us instead to honor you humbly, gratefully, and joyfully. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.